Okay.
Just don't worry.
That's why he said. Okay. You can pass them down, right?
Yeah, or he can just put them there for people to get. Or should we put them?
Yeah, but you're gonna.
He's gonna. No.
Oh, he's gonna. Yeah. Okay.
Well, if I don't, then yeah, we know
the call.
Same song.
Good. I
think
on that
left. Yeah. Oh, I know. I can see what you're doing. Doing trees and stuff for day two. So I had a shower before I could take a shower.
I had to. My allergies were killing me. Even took a shower. Even took a shower. Hey, Rita.
Ready?
Set.
Ready?
Go.
Let's go.
Okay. At this time, I call the meeting to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance and mission statement. Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The land acknowledgement and the mission statement. On behalf of the South Tucson residents, we honor the tribal nations who have served as caretakers of this land from time immemorial and respectfully acknowledge the ancestral homeland of the Tohono O'odham Nation and the multi-millennial presence of the Pascua-Yaqui tribe within South Tucson, consistent with the City of South Tucson's commitment to diversity and inclusion. We strive towards building an equal partner relationship with Arizona's tribal nations.
The mission statement of the City of South Tucson is to build up our community through mutual cooperation between we, your public servants, and you, our citizens, so that jointly we can build a safe and stronger city. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. We have a next item of the roll call.
Vice Mayor Lopez?
Here.
Acting Mayor Rogers?
Here.
Councilor Romero?
Here.
Mayor Diaz?
Here.
Councilor Flagg?
Here.
Councilor Aguila?
Here.
Councilor Valenzuela? Here.
Okay. The next item is approval of minutes of regular meeting on March 5th. Are there any additions, subtractions to the minutes? Hearing none, may I have a motion for such to accept?
So moved.
A second.
Then moved in second. Roll call, please.
Vice Mayor Lopez?
Yes.
Acting Mayor Rogers?
Aye.
Councilor Lamedo?
Here. Yes.
Mayor Diaz?
Yes.
Councilor Flagg?
Yes.
Councilor Aguila?
Aye.
Councilor Valenzuela?
Aye.
The next item is a call to the public. Anybody wishing to address the council, please fill out a card and be present.
I have two cards this evening, Mayor. The first is Alan Benz. His address is S2G, South Tucson Housing Authority, and the topic is transit.
Oh, man. He used to be a librarian for the city. I don't know why. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
He stutters.
Okay. Thank you very much, members of the mayor and council. Once again, I'm here to address on the topic of transit in the Tucson area, especially as it affects the city of South Tucson. The last meeting of Tucson Mayor and Council was 2 weeks ago, and City Manager Ortega recommended to mayor and council that they start to the process to re-implement fares for SunTran bus service, and mayor and council by vote basically rejected that recommendation by the manager, and saying that we're not opting into that recommendation, and that you are hereby directed to come up with some other methodology to find the money. And so they were supposed to have a meeting tonight on the transit issue, but they kicked the can down the road again, and that is now set for April the 19th. Also, the Norte Sur project that the city is doing along with FTA, the alignment, the north side alignment has been set from Tohono to Ronstadt via Stone rather than Oracle, and so that will be implemented. And then after that's done, then they will have to work on the one from Ronstadt down to the airport. And so I think that's about it as far as the transit situation goes. And thank you very much for your time and indulgence there. And until the next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next card is from Dennis Luttrell, address 301 East Benson Highway, topic board member.
Good evening, mayors and council. I'm Dennis Luttrell. I have my residency as 301 East Benson Highway. I've been a resident for South Tucson for 32 years, 1992 to 2014. And I've been in business in the city of South Tucson from 92 up to 2018, 26 years. I'm talking in relation to item number 9, adjustments to fill vacancies of the Board of Adjustment. I want to tell you thank you for considering my application. Although my application may not have been reviewed by staff, it is timely and deserves as much consideration as the other applicants. Please independently review all applications on their face as submitted and not prejudiced by staff recommendations. And then the second item I'd like to talk about would be I'd like to apply to be a board member to fill one of the vacancies for the Board of Appeals. One, I checked the city website and did not find any notice for related information. I asked the city administration for an application for and a description of the position. I was told that there were not any documents or information exist. Please take action to post notice on the website and furnish application and description for the commit for the position. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Is there anybody else that would like to address the council?
I have no other cards, Mayor.
Okay, hearing none, we'll continue on to item number 6 is mayor and council members report of current events. Are there any reports?
Oh, Mr. Mayor, I just like to tell everybody about, so they could tell everybody else, that we had our McDonald's after 3 years. They are now have opened up our McDonald's on 6th Avenue. We used to go there every Sunday after church, can't get in, and so I used to drive through. And a lot of the people here, and Anita and I both went to that, and they still talk about that we were here, the city. And it's open now, so you can tell everybody, because you have to sometimes wait for the drive-in for 2 coffees, because it's been locked for 3 years. And now it's open all the time, 7 days a week. We were always going to the one by Walmart. So that's South Tucson. We should get some money for Lourdes. Taxes.
Right.
Amen.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor? Last Friday, I attended a health fair down at our South Tucson Housing Authority. It was such a very wonderful event that I was able to get in touch with the Pima County workers that came down that are going to be willing to work in with the citizens right there in the housing pertaining to some health issues, especially helping them to realize the symptoms of dementia and Alzheimer's, which it just seems to attack the elderly a lot more quicker and more aggressively than other folks. So it's something that I think it's kind of important that we follow up on that. So, and then the other thing is there's another health fair on the 20th at JYC, and it's from 9 to 2. And that's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, and following up on that health care fair on the 20th from 9 to 2, JBYC, it's a good event. This is the third annual, and I've been to quite a few of these, and participants is the U of A College of Nursing, JEDI Group, that's the University of Arizona Mobile Health Clinic will be there also, the Center for Neuroscience Foundation, Brain Bus, City of South Tucson, Project Outreach, Familia, and much, much more. These events are great. You pick up a lot of information and a lot of free good stuff that you can take home. So it's I encourage everybody to either attend or to let somebody else know that they're happening, especially here at the JBYC Center. Well, thank you. Anybody else? Are there any items for the future agenda items? Okay, hearing none, we'll go to the city manager, department head reports.
Yes, good evening, Mayor, members of the council. I have a couple of reports. One great thing that's going to be happening here soon, and I want to thank Vice Mayor Lopez, along with community members such as the Garden Kitchen, Jennifer Parlin, Ed and Grace Beltran, Melissa Dominguez Brown. They have spearheaded the request to reopen the Alfonso McKenna and Luis Redondo Park. So Public Works was able to do what they needed to do to get it equipped to reopen. As you know, it's been closed. If you've noticed, it's here on 5th Avenue between 30th and 31st on the west side of the street. It's been closed for at least 6 years, if not more, due to vandalism. The way the park was built, I think over 10 years ago, maybe closer to 15, there's some walls that have a barrier, and I think it's mostly because of the basketball court. So for now, the plan is to have folks that represent the Garden Kitchen as well as other community members help with opening and closing the park. But we are planning to have a grand reopening of the park on April the 26th at 5. So I'll be sending Mayor and Council a formal invitation so you can attend and also hopefully be a master ceremony mayor. Also, at the request of Council, we are working on the newsletter. I think all of you by now have provided a biography, so the plan is to get it out by the end of this week, and the plan is also to get it to every single household within the city of South Tucson. So there's a lot of great things happening in the South Tucson. We definitely want to get the community involved. We want them to know what's going on and announce council meetings and events that are taking place in the city. We are also working on updating our website and making sure that it's user-friendly and making sure that the community has an opportunity to go online and look at what's going on. We also invite anyone in the community that has any special events that they'd like us to post on our website. We're happy to do that on their behalf as well. Another thing that's happening this week is Milk and Brush. So we have a contract with City of Tucson for garbage pickup within South Tucson. So this is the week where they announce for Milk and Brush. where, of course, property owners can put the welcome bush on the sidewalk. And Public Works has done a good job of making sure that they follow alongside the City of Tucson Environmental Services to make sure that nothing's left behind. So far, I've gotten positive feedback. Everybody has, you know, listened to the request on the city to make sure that there's no trash that's put out prior to 2 weeks of the pickup. And hopefully by the end of the week, they'll be done with picking up all of the bulk and brush that you see out on the streets and sidewalks, or mostly sidewalks. And that completes my report. I know that our planning director has some reports as well.
Mayor and Council, prepared to be doing good today. First, I want to start off real quick. A resource that came by our office recently is the Community Home Repair Projects of Arizona doing free toilet replacements. It is a low-income program, so there's income limits involved with this, but they'll come over to your house if you meet the eligibility. It has to be a homeowner-occupied household. So yeah, they'll come and replace one toilet if you have one. If you have two toilets, they'll replace up to two toilets in your house. So I'm gonna need some fryers here if you got some community folks that you'd like to get this word out to. Some other items that I've been working on. Give a quick update on the RTA. Last week there was a technical management committee meeting held on the 13th. I think I sent everybody a follow-up email of some information that came out of that meeting. To not spend too much time on that, I did send everybody an email with some information on there of what was proposed, a new plan that was proposed at that meeting. If you have any questions, you feel free to reach out to me directly on that. But at the end of the day, no action was taken at that meeting because the management committee needs more information as far as revenue projections for the RTA next. So they're waiting to make a decision on which plan to recommend to the RTA board after there's updated revenue projections coming in, if that makes sense in a way.
If I may hold for you,
yes.
And that also includes the fact that the City of South Tucson will not have any changes to what we have in the plan as well, right?
Yeah, for okay. South Tucson, yeah, for our portion, yeah, we're still looking at $35 million worth of projects in the RTA next, so that should stay the same in any of those plans that have been considered. RTA board meeting, the next one is scheduled for April 4th, 2024 at noon. Talk a little, since we're on RTA, I did want to make a little recommendation. You know, we've talked about RTA, the 36th Street project quite a bit, but I'm gonna make one little recommendation. As I mentioned in the past, I'm trying to keep momentum going with the City of Tucson's public outreach process for the 36th Street El Paso Southwestern Greenway project. I'm trying to keep the momentum going with them because at the time they ever go out to bid, I'd like to keep that momentum going and possibly bid at the same time that they go out to bid. If you guys are all familiar with roadway type projects, anytime contractors bid, mobilization of the contractors to come to a site is about 20% of a bid. So if we can take advantage of that situation when the City of Tucson is going out to bid, we might be able to save some funds on the mobilization. My recommendation right now is let me share this spreadsheet. I've given this out before.
Thank you.
If I may, Mayor, Josue, do we want to dip into the next item where we have discussion direction on this item? Since that's the next item on the agenda? The Greenway, or do you have
another report? This is it. Oh, actually, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so this will be a precursor to that. Could we look at this? Yeah, we don't have to get into it right now yet. I'll make that recommendation on the actual agenda item. What else do I got? Quick update, as Veronica mentioned, you got in your packet considerations coming for the Board of Adjustments. Newsletter's almost out. Update on the Tucson Clean and Beautiful tree planting project that was supposed to be coming up soon. The Tucson Clean and Beautiful folks went out to bid, and unfortunately all those bids came in really high, more than they had grant funds for. So they're gonna go back and do some re-strategizing, try to figure out a way to either increase their budget amount or lower that scope to make that project work. So as of now, that project along 6th Avenue for the tree planting is on standstill. Since we talked a little bit about an update on the 2nd Avenue Mini Park, I'll just give an update. Somebody also inquired from the community about the 2nd Street Mini Park. So I just want to give you guys an update. Interestingly enough, when we're getting ready to open up the 5th Street Park, that somebody also inquired about the 2nd Street Park.
Yeah,
so.
Need them all.
All right, so that concludes my report. Thank you.
Can I ask him a question?
We have a question.
Yes.
For RTA Next, do they have some kind of a timeline? Because, like, if Sarita says we want to modify things, change it, that draws the whole thing out. And don't they need to get it together and put something forward soon? Is that an issue?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Anytime that there's a new plan being proposed, yeah, it definitely slows everything down because there's something else to consider. So, yes, but I don't know. I guess at this point, it's still a moving target date. You know, they're trying to get the proposals out for the bond and the voters out by 2025 at some point. So that's the real end date that they're trying to shoot for.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to mention something to support the Greenway that, you know, we've been going through this for a long time.
Hang on
just
a minute. Can we just get to if we're going to talk about the Greenways, that's the next item on the agenda.
Okay.
That's the next. It's okay, I'll just stay up here for that then, okay.
So that concludes the reports. Apart from staff.
If there's any questions, that concludes the reports. Thank you.
So on the next item, or actually, do you guys call it first?
No, Mayor, would you like to call item number 8?
The next item is number 8, discussion and direction regarding El Paso's Southwest Greenway bike and pedestrian lane project, public outreach and input activities for the plan and design of the multimodal. Modal. Go ahead.
All right. So again, this recommendation is coming, you know, from my office. Again, as I was mentioning earlier, I'm just trying to keep the momentum going with the city of Tucson. They're actively engaging with the community. And at some point, you know, when all this design is done, they're going to be going out to bid. And that's what I'm really hoping to do, is when they go out to bid, we go out to bid also. Even though we don't have enough construction money to make this project complete, hopefully by that time when all this process is done, we'll have identified those funds. So if you see the spreadsheet that I passed out under the column for 2023, it shows you that we have $150,000 for this project. Again, that's not nearly enough money to construct this project. However, we can start using that money for the outreach process. Several meetings back when the city of Tucson was here, I think Councilor Valenzuela mentioned, you know, that we want to do some outreach out Tucson style. So this is our opportunity to do that. So I'm looking for that direction to work with either the whole council or some of you specifically to keep this process going with this $150,000.
Okay. Vice Mayor?
Mr. Mayor, yes. Well, we've been in discussion with this bike project here for quite a while, and I think it's almost coming to an end, and I just think that in order to finalize it, we need the full support of the council and give the guidance not only to the city but to our planning director so that we can execute the plan and close it for once and for all and make it happen.
I'd like to ask Vice Mayor, were you in the committee to begin with our portion of the bike path?
Yes, I was.
Yes.
So,
I guess, did you have any input from the residents before it was decided how it was going to be designed?
Actually, we had a... It was a presentation at the library. And the community was invited, and I think there was very few people that showed up. It was me, my wife, and I think there was Michelle and Karen and a few other people, but that was about as much. And there was just the beginning, the planning stages, in which at that time they realized they didn't have any money, but they were planning to raise it. And it was going to come back to us and come up with a plan, and hopefully that they'll have secure funding for the project. And, but no, there wasn't. It just happened the way it is.
Okay, thank you.
Good, Mayor. I appreciate that, Vice Mayor, that information. I attended a couple of the meetings way back when they first began to. I didn't stay very involved in the process, I'll be honest. At the time, I had a lot going on. But I think that we need to really focus on residents along 36th and how they'll be affected, making sure that we're doing extra outreach to that part of the community to make sure that we get input from them. Because, you know, the South 12th Avenue project that happened in the city of Tucson, I think is a good learning experience for a lot. And I think even the city of Tucson has mentioned that, you know, if we don't have input from the right community members when we're doing this project and making sure that, you know, I know that there was input process on the 12th Avenue project, but the problem was there was a lot of business interest in that. You know, I'm not saying that's the same thing that's happening here, but my concern again is that we're going to build a project that might not necessarily benefit South Tucson or the residents along that corridor in the best way that it could if we had their input and their process. And I know you guys have been doing outreach for a while now, but I think that we need to focus on getting more community members and also an extra focus down the residents on 36. As it is, it's hard for a lot of them to get in and out of their homes there. And on the homes that are on 36, right, between the railroad track and 4th Avenue. And so I'd hate for that to cause more complications for them to be able to get in and out of their homes. So things like that, I think we need to consider and look at more specifically.
Well, thank you for that comment. Yeah, so this, what I'm asking for is specifically going to help address that problem. Yeah, so by you guys saying, yeah, go ahead and use that money for the outreach, we can do specific outreach, and we can go up and down that street. You know, we have consultants to help us do that, or direct mailers or knocking doors. But yeah, if we want that direct input, this is the process that we want. Yeah, so yes. That's exactly what I'm talking about. We want the input of those specific folks right there on 36th Street.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question. The other thing was that the I think the last meeting we had, you mentioned that any redesign might need to come from South Tucson. Is there any other way that it's going to be funded, other revenue sources? Are there such a thing, grants, anything?
Well, this is one of the questions that we're still waiting to pose to the RTA in general. We haven't finished our full analysis on our end, so we haven't done that ask about the 1% yet, the 1% legislative that's supposed to be given to every small jurisdiction. So pending that, no, there's no other monies that are identified for this project. But however, this $150,000 should be able to cover design and the outreach. So I don't have a specific dollar amount for those activities, because again, I'm just barely asking to initiate the process. If we initiate it now, I can certainly provide an update with what more or less that would all look like. But no, right now we don't have an idea of what it would cost to amend those projects. Let me actually go back and say this. Going with the City of Tucson Momentum, that's something that they have been footing on our behalf, the design. Since they have the contract directly with Kim Lee Horn, this is something that they've been paying for up until now.
Nice.
Yeah. So we've already got most of the, or at least whatever percentage of the design is created up until now. We have not paid for it. It's basically belongs to us. So that's a good starting point for us.
Okay. So if I understand this correctly, then we're as far as the direction goes, that we are asking for more input in regards to the residents and so forth in there. Is that?
Yeah. So this specific process would allow us to engage with the community and ask, hey, how do you feel about this project? How do you feel about the design? Is there anything that you like that you don't like? And that's what it's about, yeah. So there'll be, at these events, we'll have pictures, we'll have the road plots, which is basically the plan, the design that we brought here at that meeting with the city of Tucson, and they could comment on that.
Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Is there, and I know, because I do work, I've worked in construction for many years too, and I don't know how, if there's a way to engage the public so that they can actually have a say in how the design is created moving forward, you know.
Yes.
I think that's part of the issue, that a lot of times we're presented with something and it's like, oh yeah, that's really nice, but what are the options, you know what I mean? And so I think that if we can have maybe another, even if it's just a really simple streamlined design that we can use to kind of let them kind of work and create something.
I mean, of course, this is the time, again, if we go down this route, I mean, we can sit down and just go to specifics of what you want to see the community comment on, and yeah, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
How much do you anticipate, like, this costing? It's not going to be the whole $150.
I don't believe so, but I really have no idea, to be honest. I can't put a dollar
down. Okay, you'll bring it back to us.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I get direction on it today, yes, I can start working on those numbers.
You're seeking for some involvement from some of the council members?
We can, yeah.
How do you just suggest that we reach out, or will you pick?
Well, I'd like the third party to do it. You know, you guys could certainly help, but I think it'd be best when we have the third party be the main person driving the input, and then when we have the community engagement sessions, you can all certainly show up and, you know, give us your feedback or bring your folks there.
Mr. Mayor, I have a question to Councilman Aguirre. Do you think that by lowering the speed limit on 36th Street going east and west, once they finish their greenway, which will probably be used by bicyclists, but at the same time the residents wants to use the road, so if they have a slower speed limit, they'll be able to get in and out of their properties in a safer...
Well, the speed limit's already 25. I think part of the issue might be the road design, where people kind of barrel down the road at 40 rather than the actual speed limit, I think is more of an issue than the speed limit itself, because 25 is a residential. I believe every street in South Tucson is 25 with the exception of the 6th Avenue strip. But I think it's more of a design, making sure that the roads are designed in a way that the residents can have space and room to be able to maneuver in and out. Because some of those driveways are really tight. And some of the trucks, owners and things like that have a lot of trouble getting in and out as it is.
Excuse me real quick. I don't want to get into the design, but this is the design that's proposed right now. Is specifically addressing that comment in the fact that the design is recommending the path go on the south side of the street. Yeah, because that's where we have no residences at.
Right.
I see it.
So what I'm hearing is Councilmember Aguirre saying that we should be a part of the design process before it's presented to the community, for community input, right?
Not necessarily. I think that there just needs to be a way for them to know that they have options in changing the design, that we're asking them to actually give us input. We're not just presenting them a design for their approval.
Okay.
You know, that's my concern, that people just think that they come and look at it and say, oh yeah, we want that.
Yeah.
But there's actually options that they can change the design.
Yeah, definitely. I would say it's for everybody, you guys and the residents. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't live on 36, so I wouldn't want to recommend anything there, you know, that unless it comes from a resident. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that we approve this and give the director a sense of direction as to where we want to go with this bike and trail, and hopefully that we can finalize it and close it for once and for all.
I'll second that.
Mayor,
it's
been moved and seconded.
Can we have discussion at
this
point?
Yes, hang on to Rita, do you have a discussion?
What's the purpose of the motion? I thought it would just be something to tell him to do.
That's essentially it is.
Yeah.
It's
telling him what to do.
Mm-hmm. Usually we don't make a vote.
Okay.
Yeah, I just had a question about the company that's being used, Kim Lee Horn. That's the company that's been working with City of Tucson.
Yeah, they're currently under contract with the City of Tucson for the design.
I feel like I think we need to use that resource, those resources. But I think that you or the South Tucson, City of South Tucson, we all need to work with them to kind of guide the process to bring people in.
Yeah, for sure.
And maybe even tapping into some of our hubs, you know, like the Escuelita, or JBYC, but the
Project
Kim. Or Las Artes, or maybe even so the YWCA has now the yes, the House of Neighborly Services. That was the phrase I was looking for. Sorry, brain fart. House of Neighborly Services. Some of the hubs that already have our community members coming and gathering at, where it's easier to get them to come in and have those conversations.
No, I agree. I agree. The more we can bring to the table, the better. You know, the more input. That's what we want for this process, to make it successful. So all I need right now is just the direction, and then we can get to the nuts and bolts of scoping out that contract. When we get there. So yeah, we'll definitely take that into consideration and make sure it is in the contract. Right?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All those hubs.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So, roll call.
Vice Mayor Lopez?
Yes.
Acting Mayor Rogers?
Aye.
Councilor Romero?
Aye.
Mayor Diaz?
Aye.
Councilor Fly?
Aye.
Councilor Aguirre?
Aye.
Councilor Aguirre?
Aye.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
They brought hot dogs too. Remember? They had a hot dog. Mm-hmm.
The next item is item number 9, appointment to fill vacancies to the Board of Adjustment.
All right, thanks again, Mayor and Council. Can you consider presenting on this item here? up until the time that the agenda was completed, we had received four applications for this board. Those considerations and people submitted applications by the time that the packet was put together are Mr. Jonathan Favela, local business owner, Elvia Sanchez, local business owner, Diana Sears, a local business owner, and Maria Texon, who is a local resident. There's currently four vacancies on the Board of Adjustment right now. The single person who's still on the board is Eliazar de la Cruz, a local resident. So again, right now we need to appoint up to four Board of Adjustment members for your consideration here.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to speak to that.
Yes.
There's been another person that we know of that presented. There was never any place anywhere of when you had to have them back. I do bring you a 2, 3, or 4 tomorrow, but it wasn't known. And I happen to know you have one other that was given to all the council. So it just looks like you're picking up four and four only. So I think it's very important that the other person be in came and did the thing, as did a switch up. He was going to tell you about it.
Okay, I understand that. Just as far as I know, yes, it is a time when the packet was, packet for the city council meeting was put together. It was just those four applications that were submitted to that point.
If I may, Mayor and Council, I'm going to kind of just chime in, which is the reason why we, or the council decided at the last meeting is to table this item for the next meeting. So the last council meeting we had, there were applications that were submitted late as well. So the mayor council didn't consider them because they came in late. So the direction to staff was to put it back on the agenda for this evening. I mean, except for mayor council, I mean, we did receive technically 5 applications, the 4 that you have in your packet, as well as the one that came in yesterday morning from Dennis Luttrell. I think it's fair to say that the application we received from Dennis Luttrell, currently also, Mr. Luttrell has recently submitted an appeal to a notice of violation that was issued to him recently. So in speaking with the attorney and getting advice with the attorney, any potential candidate that has an open case that is subject to review by the Board of Adjustments and who is by de facto going to be the Board of Appeals would not be able to be a potential candidate until such time the case has been closed. So right now, Mr. Luttrell has an open case. He submitted and paid for a hearing with the Board of Appeals, and Josue Lisaya hasn't got that far into his report, but part of the responsibility of the Board of Adjustments will also be the de facto Board of Appeals. So there will not be a separate application that is submitted for the Board of Appeals because the Board of Adjustments will act as that review board. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, this is an appointment on this printout of Board of Adjustment. Board of Appeals hasn't even been gone to anybody except a note from you. If you look on your thing and in the thing, there's only one thing to the public called Board of Adjustment. Then if you say, well, we'll put them together, nobody else knows that Board of Appeals is on.
As far as I know from
that what can't happen if it's not vote to the people.
Well, as far as, excuse me, let me, acting mayor, from what I read in our city code, neighborhood preservation ordinance, there's nothing specific to the process. In order to speed up what we saw as an urgent matter and basically kill two birds with one stone, we opted for the option to basically, you know, we're already going through the process of filling all the vacancies for one board. And in all honesty, they're very similar boards, so we figured we might as well just do both at the same time. They both deal with land use and building violations, and so hand in hand, they naturally could be the same board and the same members.
And just to make clear, when we talk about the Planning Commission and the Board of Adjustment and the Zoning Code, there's actually specific reference to how those folks are appointed to those bodies. In the Neighborhood Preservation Code, it simply refers to a Board of Appeals, but it doesn't necessarily designate it as a separate board because it doesn't create, the Neighborhood Preservation Code doesn't set out a process for separate appointments to a Board of Appeals. The council could do that in theory, but you know, as difficult as it has been in getting Planning Commission appointments done, getting those folks to show up in quorums, and now getting the Board of Adjustment, a full slate on the Board of Adjustment, and getting those folks to show up to meet quorum requirements, our recommendation is going to be that the Board of Appeals, as referenced in the Neighborhood Preservation Code, that the Board of Adjustment be designated as that same board. Because otherwise, you're just going to have to find five more people to sit as a separate board. And that, and yet we've seen how difficult it's been to seat the two boards that we actually have.
Go for it.
I do have a comment. Is that you know, I'm assuming that the larger the boards are, the more guarantee that you will come up with a quorum. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just that limited again to seven and or less for both boards, and you'll also have to come up with a quorum, and that's the problem that we've always had, is a quorum.
Yeah, Mayor, I would respectfully disagree with that. I think if you had an 11 or 15 person board and you need 6 or 8 people to show up, we can't even get 3 people to show up. So, you know, and in my experience, there's a smaller board of 5 reliable people who are committed to showing up whenever they have a meeting is going to be much more regular than trying to find 13 or 11 or 15 people who may or may not show up.
So let me ask another question. Is that by accepting this, the way that we're combining, well, accepting this motion to appoint these people, we're also accepting the combination of the Board of Adjustments and...
No, that's our recommendation at this point. And so right now the only item for the council's consideration is appointment of up to 4 members to the Board of Adjustment. We're not really here to talk about the size of the board, changing the size, growing it, shrinking it. Right now, it's the agenda is, you know, you could frankly choose these 4, Mr. Luttrell, You could appoint the chief. I mean, you could pick anybody. You know, it's your call who you're going to appoint to the Board of Adjustment now that you have four openings, and you need at least two more to even have a meeting. Because you only have one person on the board, so you have to, by recommendation, appoint at least two, because then at least you'll have a quorum, assuming all those three show up. But if you have the opportunity to appoint four to fill the slate, then that's to me the best practice.
I think what Mayor Diaz is saying is that if we do these recommendations, it's also going to include to merge the boards of appeals with boards of adjustment. I think he's asking if this motion also includes the merge of the appeals with the adjustment.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, it's just to appoint these four.
Right now, it's just the appointment. Yeah. But again, we're strongly recommending that at the point in time when the appeal that's going to the Board of Appeals is ready, we're going to come back to you and say, you want to appoint five people to a Board of Appeals that maybe sits and hears a case every couple years or ever? Or do you want to designate the Board of Adjustment as the Board of Appeals for this particular matter? But that's a separate item to happen down the road.
Okay.
But it will be staff's recommendation.
Let's go ahead.
Based on our city attorney's analysis of that, if you have an open case, you can't be on the Board of Adjustments, I would make a motion that we accept the staff recommendation on the appointments to the Board of Adjustment, and those would be Jonathan Favela, Elvia Sanchez, Diana Sears, and Maria Texon. So I would do that motion.
You're supposed to do them one by one.
Okay, so you're actually doing the all four on the motion.
Yeah.
And it was seconded.
So the motion is to appoint the four that are recommended, and it was second instead of each individual. So I guess it's been moved in second. Roll call.
And Mayor, just to let the record reflect, staff doesn't make recommendations to this board. These are the applications we received. So there was no recommendations from staff. These are the applications that staff received. So we received those four. Roll call, Vice Mayor Lopez?
Yes.
Acting Mayor Rogers?
No.
Councilor Romero?
Yes.
Mayor Diaz?
Yes.
Councilor Flagg?
Yes.
Councilor Arvida?
Yes.
Councilor Adams?
Yes.
Item number 10.
I move to adjourn.
Been moved in second. Adjourn.